Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to Winners Broadcasting Radio. I want you to understand you are a winner. You are an achiever. God has created you like this. So whatever you call yourself, that is who you are. I want to tell you this morning, good morning, America. And good morning to everyone that's listening to this program today. And I want you to understand the time we're going to spend together, you will never, never be the same. I just want you to stay with me because there's something so important that God wants to reveal to you so that when you use it as a habit or when you practice it as a habit, your life will never be the same. I just want you to understand again that you are an achiever. It is the design of God that you should have peace on earth. So if you look at what I wrote, is that it is possible to have a blessed day. Today can be a day of miracle. Tomorrow can be a day of miracle. Every day God has positioned or has apportioned his blessings to this earth. Special blessings have been apportioned to this country, to other countries. That is how God does it. That is why you see, if you look at it very well, we discover that every country has its own resources. China has its, Africa has its, everywhere has its own resources, mineral resources, resources of any kind which God has given. That's why we are all different. If everywhere in the world has the same resources, I think there would not be anything like trading. So I want you to understand, God has your own blessing. Your own blessing is your own. Do you understand what I'm telling you? So I want you to understand that I want to focus on family. How can you have a blessed day? It starts from your family. I'm not talking about couples. If you're single, there's also there's something you need to do every morning. As you wake up in the morning, first thing you've got to do matters a lot in your life. The first thing you got to do matters a lot in your life. If you start your life with anger, that is how the whole of your day will look like. Let me just talk to couples, family. I'll read a place in the Bible real quick. Then I move on. Let's see in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. And pray. It talks about prayer. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. You want God to forgive your sin? You want God to heal your land? You know when God heals the land, it means your family is healed, it means your physical body is healed, it means your spirituality is healed. He's just talking about healing, how you can achieve healing, how you can achieve blessing. How you can achieve a blessing, that's what God is talking about in this place. So if my people, you are a child of God, that means you are a person of God. Your wife is a person of God. Your family is, you see, we are all nations. Each person in your family is a nation. Your child, your children, they are all nations. Do you understand what I'm telling you? So he said, if my people, if they will come together, humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, seek the face of the Lord. The Lord likes when we seek him. He said, when we seek him, early shall we find him. I love them that love me, and those that seek me, early shall not find me. So when you wake up in the morning and pray. So this prayer is of different stages. Let me get understand something. I'll be very brief. This prayer is of different stages. In man, if in the family, what you need to do first, like Job did, he prayed for his family. A man in the family, if you know that your children, if you know that you everybody's sleeping, maybe you like waking up by 4 o'clock or 5. But as the man of the family, you not pray within yourself. How are you praying for? The first person you need to pray for is your wife. Because if your wife is not connected, with you, I'm telling you, anything you do is useless. If your wife is not along with you, you are useless. The Bible says you guys are one flesh. You can't hide anything from your wife. So the first thing you got to pray in your family is, God, put your love inside my wife so that she will love what we are about to do. We want to have family prayer. So first of all, even though you are sleeping on the bed praying or you are kneeling down praying, you call God to talk to your wife, to enter her heart so that you will have an agreement. Do you understand? So the first stage is for you as the head of the house, as the man of the house, to pray. You pray for your wife, you pray for your family before you wake her up. It's not easy to wake up in the morning. Do you know that? But if it becomes a habit, your wife will be even the one that is praying for you, waking you up. What if you are praying for your wife, for God to convince her, for God to get into her heart, for her to God to put the love so that we do what we're supposed to do this morning, and you talk to God so that whatever you guys got to plan for the day will go well. You are telling God now to bring a mastermind, a partner. Your partner, your mastermind now is your wife. Do you understand? Because you can't do without her. She's so important. You can't do without your wife. I'm telling you the truth. When she romances with you, when she has the same mind with you, things begin to flow very well. Do you know? Do you know that most of the time your wife spends more time with the children, even more than you? I'm telling you the truth. Your child knows the children more than you. She knows them very well. She knows how to talk to them. She knows how to communicate with them. You spend your time running about, but she knows much about the kids. No matter how women run about, they know they have the wisdom to talk to their children. Do you know that? That's why sometimes you say you're divorcing and you're fighting against a woman. No. You are in trouble because they know the secret of how to get the kids. They know how to convince their children because children so new tend to love their mother because they're always close to their mom. Do you know that? So you can't do anything without just starting your day alone. No, you don't force nobody. You got to pray. You kneel down and pray. And say, or either kneel down or whatever method you want to use to pray, you pray. First of all, you pray for your wife, your mastermind, your right hand. She's your right hand woman, you know. She's the second in command. She's the first lady. You got to pray, God, please get into her heart. So that's the first stage. When you get your wife, by the time you wake up, oh, honey, can we pray? You'll see that she will be very energetic. The devil that always fights against the family has run away because the devil fights against your wife, first of all, before you. If the devil gets your wife, he has gotten you. And when the devil gets your wife, he has gotten the family. Do you know that? But I know it today. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You want to have a blessed day. It is possible to have a blessed day. But start it well. Pray for your wife. And when you get your wife, when she gets up and says, oh, yes, darling, we got to do it, both of you join hands again and pray. When both of you pray, these are the stages. You don't go to the children yet because when you run to the children, you have problems. You start with your wife. Both of you join hands on agreement and pray. And pray even if it's 5 minutes, even if it's 10 minutes, even if it's 3 minutes, in your inner circle, both of you pray. And commit your children to God, and now it's time for the whole family prayer. Let me show you something in the Bible, in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Are you listening to me, winners all over the world? This is something you need to practice. It become a habit to you. You win. You become a winner. The devil will run away from your family. The devil will run away from your business. The devil will run away from your day because you need to find joy. And the only way you can find joy is to seek the face of the Lord right from the morning time. You don't know what the devil has been planning in life. You don't know how the secret people in the secret places have been planning and doing evil, planning their evils for the day. You also need to plan your day. But while you were sleeping, they don't sleep at night. Their all is they're starting to do evil. The wicked one, the demonic forces, the devil is the one who's starting to do evil to distract the family, to distract families. Then you start your day well. God has been fighting for you in the night. Then now it's coming in the morning. Then you got to start it well and think. Seek the face of God and thank God for what he has done for you in the night. Then you will take care of the whole of the day. Do you understand? Let's see the place in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. He said, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth, two of you now talks about you and your wife. If two of you shall agree on earth concerning anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. If you and your wife agree, I said, we are going to pray this morning. We are going to thank God. We are going to call on to God. We are going to wake our children up and let them pray with us. And this is our plan for the day. We need to succeed in all what we are going to do. Whether you write it down, put it in the paper, this is what we want to accomplish for the day. Then you pray over it. God said, God will, Jesus said, my Father in heaven is going to answer it as you ask. Then look at what he said, the same thing. It's almost as if he's telling you, if my children, they shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face. That is the secret of having a blessed day. Do you all understand? Then after that first stage, the first stage is the man alone pray. Because even in your prayer, you don't even know whether your wife is also praying. You don't know. You pray to get your wife to come along with you. If it's a woman, woman also that is spiritual alert should also pray to get his husband to come along. I'm telling the truth. When this thing happens, you discover that your family will be peaceful. Your family will be in joy. That's why I see some family when they have their business, family business, and they are in God. Things begin to happen miraculously. The business will begin to grow immensely. The children will back the business. Everybody will be in business. That's why sometimes I like Chinese people. The other day, if you go to a Chinese restaurant, most of them are Chinese walking there. I don't know why. Maybe they pray a lot in their Chinese way. There's no two ways about it. If you look at them, all of them, they don't play with their family. Even one of them is a medical doctor. All of them wants to be in that business to make it grow. That is what I'm telling you today. Then the next stage is for you to wake up your children. And there's nothing bad where your children know that you are praying for them. Jesus told Peter, he said, I've been praying for you. Even though when I was praying, the devil is asking me to sift you like he did. You see, the devil was asking to get Peter. But Jesus said, no, I can't allow you to do that. The same way he was asking God to destroy Job. Now what am I telling you today? It's nothing bad for you to tell your children, I'm praying for you guys. I pray for you guys every day. There's nothing bad. So that when they also have their children, they will also apply the same system. Jesus didn't hide it from Peter. So that Peter will know that it's good to pray for other brethren. Do you understand? So then they say, you talk too much. No, why would you make them, you are bragging, you are making people to know you pray. No, you can tell some people, you are telling your disciples, you are telling those people you are bringing up as great leaders, they should know that you are praying. If you are fasting for your assistants, if you are fasting for your leaders, if you are fasting for your followers, let them know that you are fasting for them. And this is what God has told me about them. And this is what I'll be praying for you every day. There's nothing bad telling your followers that you're praying for them. Jesus told Peter. That is not boasting. That is training them in a good way. Making them to understand that I'm praying for you. You also pray for others. Do you understand? When you do this, God increases you. The Bible says, he that watereth shall be watered. When you do this to people, God will also bring them to you. Iron sharpens iron. Do you understand? Don't allow the devil to deceive you. Oh, why would you tell him I'm praying for him? And this is another. Jesus said it. If Jesus said it to Peter, you can always say it to your followers. You can always say it to your assistant. So the first stage is you as a man or you as a woman who are spiritually alert. The next stage is both of you putting hands together and pray. After praying, you cannot call your children. As you call your children, you make them to know you are praying for them, and then you all put hands together and begin to pray. When this thing becomes a habit, I'm telling you, your children will now begin to pray for you. Do you know that when Peter was put in the prison, the church was praying for Peter? Because they have not learned these things from their fathers. They don't believe that it is only the one on top that should pray. The one also, the followers should also pray. And as they pray, that is how God increases everybody. That's how God blesses the whole day. That's how God takes over the day. He doesn't allow the devil to come into our life. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? It is every aspect of your life. As you move from your family, so you get to your office. Because when it becomes a habit, you begin to move on to different levels. You move on to your office. You move on to every level. You move on to the church. You now know that it is a habit for you to keep on praying for others. It's a good thing to pray for others. Do you know that? Shall I read that place again for you? I'll read it for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 14 says, if my people, you are the people of God, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. God wants to heal your land. God wants to heal your marriage. Do you know that? God wants to heal your family. Maybe that is why most of our children today, the devil will get sin and destroy their lives, making them to become drug addicts, making them to become thieves, making them to become useless lives. It's because we don't practice these simple methods. It's because we are not taught on how to practice simple methods. If we are taught, well, I'm telling you, we'll begin to do the right thing, and our family will begin to live in the way of God, and you see that they will begin to grow in the way of God. How would you see people growing up and they live a useless life? Some people live the life of killing people. Some people live the life of, they prefer living in the prison than living outside war. It is the devil. Because we don't train our children in the way of the Lord. When we train our children well in the way of the Lord, that is how they will follow. But now I'm not just talking about children. I'm talking about the whole family. That's why you see some women with some spouse. One will go to church. The other one will be in the bar. So the other one become a good person. This one will become a drunkard. Why? Because we don't hand over our family to God. If we stick to what the Bible is making us understand, or what this world is making us understand, you discover that our family will be made well. Do you understand? That's why so many families, they scramble. They just wake up in the morning. They just do things anyhow. The first of people, their own prayer is to drink alcoholic. So their prayer is to drink liquor. As they wake up by 4 o'clock, they start drinking liquor. Some families, their first day is to start smoking weed. That is a useless life. Some people, their morning, their first, whether it's 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, is to start partying. Is that of God? It's not of God. But what am I beginning to understand? When church people begin to play that kind of life, their life becomes so useless. Everything in their life is down. That's why you see a lot of people committing suicide today. I'm telling you, not the people that are so rich, they don't have peace. They have money everywhere, have business everywhere, but they don't have single peace of mind. A lot of them today, they are in the grave because they've committed suicide. They try to find peace. They can't find it. They try in every way. No way for them to have peace because they don't want to amend their ways. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? Let's begin to practice this thing as from today. Let it become a habit to us, a habit to everybody that's listening to this program today. That as you wake up in the morning, whether it is 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, you first of all pray for your wife. Pray for God to bless your wife. Pray for God to possess your wife. All pray for your, if it's a wife, pray for your husband. Iron sharpens iron. You pray alone first. As you pray, after finish praying, you have the power, you can always wake her up or wake him up. Say, hello, darling. Can we pray? Hello, honey. Give sweet words. You know, it's nothing is bad using sweet words to your wife or to your husband. Come on. You can call your wife, honey. You can call your husband, honey, or humble, or anything, mine. Whatever name you want to call your husband or your wife, call it. It's so sweet in the morning when you wake up well, and bring those sweet talks. Sweet talks really helps the heart. It makes the heart merry. You understand what I'm telling you? And when you come in together with that love, you can pray to God is there. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. Jesus is there. The spiritual is there. The angels are there to back it up. They are all there because both of you now have put your hands in agreement. God in heaven is with you to confirm your day. Both of you join hands together and pray and make your plans. Say, look, we are going to wake our children. We want to pray. You know, we have a lot of plans to do. We have to do this today, we have to do this business today, we will have to clean this, we have to, you know, we begin to discuss your plans with your wife within 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Then you go straight and call your children. Already you prayed for them. The Holy Spirit has already arrested them. The Holy Spirit has already entered their mind. Immediately you go there, you see that they are already up. Sometimes they will tell you, Daddy, can't we pray? They know how to come into the family meeting, family prayer meeting. You bring them in. And you bring those sweet talks. You tell them how you love them, how you guys have been praying for them, how they will be successful. You talk to them first. You make them happy. You talk. You know, you don't just start coming in the morning. You say, this one is a blockhead. Some people, even in the morning, they started abusing their children. Look at this one. Look at his face. You know, he look like this. He look like that. Don't begin your morning by accusing your children or blaming your children or cursing your children. No. You start your morning well. By making your children to know they are important in this world, that God brought them for a purpose. You show them love.
that even though they've sinned against you or sinned against God or sinned against anything, that you still love them. That is how the Bible says it. While we're yet sinners, Jesus still come and died for us. It is the love of God. You need to make a choice that you don't you love them. You don't choose one above one, or oh, I love this one more than you. You are a blockhead. You will never become anything. So that's how they talk to their children. And if they get spoiled, you give your children hope. You tell them you will make it in this generation. We are praying for you, and God will bless you. You give them your blessings, your blessings. Do you understand? Winners all over the world. I'm telling you the truth, if you can practice this every day within the next 30 days, it will become a habit to you. You started it, but you may be surprised that children will be the one to come and call you for morning prayer. Even your dog. Do you know, even though you wake your pet, your dog, you wake him up to come in for morning prayer, your dog will start waking you up. I'm telling you the truth, that if you wake your dog, every morning you keep on waking your dog by 4 o'clock or 5, your dog will be the first person to wake you up. You don't even need a time. You don't need time to wake you up. Your dog will jump on your bed and wake you up and say, it's time to pray. You see, the world is very funny. Animals are also even wise. Sometimes animals are wiser than humans now. They know when to wake up. They know when they're hungry. They know when to go for morning prayer. Do you observe something like that? Maybe I don't know about your own world, but I'm making you to understand. In this our world of today, even animals know the right time to pray. Do you know? Wonders are happening. I'm telling the truth. It was an animal that told the prophet. He said, look, you don't see an angel there. You're telling me to go. No, I can't go. A donkey spoke to a prophet who would have seen an angel before even him. But an animal saw it. So even your dog, if you begin to train your dog, make your dog to know the right time you want to go for morning prayer. Even if you don't tell him, and you always go to morning prayer at this particular time, or you wake up at a particular time, if you don't wake up, your dog will jump on your bed and wake you up. Do you understand what I'm telling you? So what am I saying today? I want you to understand, if we can practice this, it is possible to have a blessed day. It is so possible to have a blessed day. Wake up every morning, you as the head, whether it's the wife or the husband, wake up. But I always say, husband should wake up first. Pray for your wife. But if your wife is so spiritually alert, you're a woman, and you're so spiritually alert more than your husband, wake up in the morning, pray for your husband. Ask God to get into his heart. That it's time for us to pray. Let us join faith together, join hearts together, and pray for our family. Pray for our business. Pray for our loved ones. Pray for this. As you use 5 minutes, just 5 minutes is okay, or 10 minutes if you have more time, or more than 10 minutes, it just depends on how much time you have. Then you know, can't touch your husband. Give him that sweet word. If it's your husband, say, honey, can we wake up? How are you? How did you sleep? Then he wake up. Or if he's a man, you can always touch your wife and say, honey, it's time. Can we wake up and pray? And both of you join hands, pray, call God to get into your children's mind, get into your family. It's the same thing with the single man. You are single or a single woman, you just need to pray. Wake up at the right time, pray. Your own business is with your God. You pray and talk to God in the morning. You commit the whole of your day to God. God will bless you. Your day will be superb. God will bring the right people into your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning I'm praying for everyone listening to this radio show this morning. I say, Lord, let your family be made whole again. Let your family be organized. Let your family be blessed. Let your day and days be blessed, be filled with thy blessings in the name of Jesus. Heal our land, O Lord. Heal our land. Let everyone is listening to this radio show today, every member of Winner Broadcasting Radio and friends of Winners Broadcasting Radio all over the world that are listening to this program or this show today, bless their family, uplift them, open doors of opportunities upon their life. In the name of Jesus, whatever they put their hands to do, let it be blessed. Whatever is the desire they have, as long as it meets your standard, as long as if you are in agreement with it, Lord, let your blessing be showered upon it in the name of Jesus. I pray for anyone that is sick this morning. Lord, I ask for your divine healing now in the name of Jesus. Friends, I will see you again. Tune in to Winners Broadcasting Radio. But this program is always every Monday by 5 p.m. Every Monday by 5 p.m. But this is just an extra
for this program. Every time I have within 30 minutes, I'm coming in to shower the blessings of God. I'm coming to speak to you so that you begin to understand that it is possible to have a blessed day. Say to yourself, it is possible to have a blessed day. Can you say it again? It is possible to have a blessed day, because all things are possible to them that believe. And it's also for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. I will see you again. I will see you again. Just watch out for my programs. I will see you. Watch out for my show. But make sure on Monday by 5 p.m. always tune in. And all these messages are recorded, so you can always give it out as a gift. A Thanksgiving gift, daily gift, Sunday gift. So that people, families of this earth will listen and be blessed with it. I know you've heard me. I know you've heard the word of God. And I know your life will never be the same. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Then I will hear from you again. Remain blessed. Bye-bye.